This is how the kingdom of God is. Jesus says, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. So it's a mystery, you know, how the kingdom of God is and develops. And we don't have to understand it. We don't have to understand everything, you know, that's going on. But we do need to trust and take delight in the Lord, as the psalm says today. We're celebrating a votive mass in honor of the mystery of the cross, because I think it goes so well with the first reading from the book of Hebrews. So it's the letter is intended for the Hebrews, that is, those Jews who were baptized. And so it's to encourage them. As the letter says, remember the days past when, after you had been enlightened, that is, baptized. So that after they were baptized, you endured a great contest of suffering and were publicly exposed to abuse and affliction. Why? Well, because they had been Jews, and now they were Christians, and so they would have been looked at as turncoats, as traitors by the other Jews. And so it's no wonder that they had to put up with abuse and affliction, publicly exposed, and confiscation of property and prison. And so the author is saying, do not throw away your confidence. There will be a great recompense. You need endurance. You need to trust. Endure in the will of God. Don't give up. Because, and then he quotes from Scripture, the letter quotes, for after just a brief moment, he who is to come shall come, and he shall not delay. But my just one shall live by faith, and if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. So he's encouraged, the author is encouraging them to wait for the second coming, trust in the second coming. And he says, we are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life. So then the psalm responds to that reading, saying, trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. So the land, you know, means the heaven, you know, the promised land of heaven. Take delight in the Lord. That's a beautiful line from Scripture that's repeated in several places. Take delight in the Lord. Make your delight the Lord, and he will grant your heart's request. Commit to the Lord. He will act. And he will make justice dawn for you like the bright noonday. That will be your vindication. By the Lord, the steps of a man are made firm, and he approves his way. Though he fall, he does not lie prostrate. And so even if you fall, get up again. Huh? Nunc cepi, now I begin. And we don't give up. I just want to conclude this little reflection with a quote from Ignatius of Antioch in a letter to Polycarp. He says, stand your ground like an anvil under the hammer. The mark of a true champion is to stand up to punishment and still come out victorious. It is our duty, particularly when the cause is God's, to accept trials of all kinds, if we are ourselves to be accepted by him. Word of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, because by the Holy Cross thou hast redeemed the world.